Senate will come back to order. I think that our reading clerk has a message for us.
From the Wyoming Legislative Service Office, February the 15th, 2012, Mr. President, from Dan Pauley, Director, subject introduction deadline final bill list. Mr. President, the following is reported pursuant to Senate Rule 24-2. The following Senate files and Senate joint resolutions were approved for introduction by the sponsors and signed, submitted, and accepted by the Legislative Service Office prior to 12 o'clock noon today, Wednesday, February 15, 2012. Senate Files 1 through 107, Senate Joint Resolutions 1 and 2, Dan Pauley.
Thank you. Senator Von Flader, you expressed moment on the floor. Senator?
Mr. President, may I privilege of the floor?
You may.
Fellow senators, in the North Gallery over here, we have a class in Gillette, Wyoming. They're the Gillette area leadership, and they're down visiting and watching us. So would the Senate please give them a warm welcome?
Well, welcome to the Capitol, and today's our third day in the Senate, and you're about to witness the takeoff. We've been bouncing along the runway for a couple days. We're airborne today. Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor.
Yes, you may.
I'd like to introduce our county treasurer, Donna Bauer. She's the one that takes the checks in and sends them back out and keeps us all rolling. Glad to see you here, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you and welcome, and keep your eye on that cash. Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, a number of years ago, a very wise Senate president said that he never trusted the Appropriations Committee because they knew too much. I think he was right. He was a wise president. Mr. President, I would respectfully ask for Senate File 9, allocation of sales tax paid on diesel to highways, that bill be re-referred to the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Schiffer, without objection, seeing none, we will re-refer that as requested. I might also remind Senator Schiffer, that learned and very wise senator that you quote, is from Converse County, and he's one of my mentors, and so a bit of that wisdom may have been transferred. I don't know. I'll leave that to your judgment. Any other announcements? Do we have some reports from standing committees?
February the 15th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 34, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Martin, Nutting, Schiffer, and Scott, Senator Dockstader, Acting Chairman. February the 15th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 58, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Martin, Nutting, Schiffer, and Scott, Senator Dockstader, Acting Chairman.
Senator Dockstader, just a second. I'm having trouble getting things going. There we go. Senator Dockstader.
Mr. President, we need to make a referral. Senate File 34, Medicaid Options Study, and Senate File 58, Health Insurance Exchange Study. They both have appropriations, so recommend they be referred to Appropriations Senate Committee Number 2.
OK. Okay, Senator Dockstetter, without objection? Seeing none, that referral will be made. Thank you. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate resolve itself back into Committee of the Whole.
We are at that order of business for those considerations on general file, and you've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. Senator Perkins, would you return to the desk for the continuation committee of the whole?
Committee of the Whole will come back to order. The next item of business is Senate file number 10. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate file 10, Youth Challenge Program Sunset Date, sponsored by the Transportation Committee, and Act relating to the Military Department. It was referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, Military Affairs, who reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Cooper, Johnson, Landon, Nutting, and Schiffer, Senator Schiffer, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. Senator Schiffer, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, the whole rise and report. To do so with a do-pass recommendation on Senate File 10, Youth Challenge Program Sunset Date, and I would like to yield the floor to Senator Nutting to explain the bill.
Thank you, Senator Schiffer. Senator Nutting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In Wyoming, we have quite an outstanding record among the states for providing innovative and great educational opportunities for our citizens. And this is one of those, the Youth Challenge Program that's run by the Army National Guard. This is a program for students who have dropped out of school, have exhausted much of their opportunity to advance themselves educationally, and they can enter this program voluntarily. Often it's at the recommendation of schools or through the legal system. They can even do self-volunteer for this program when they find themselves in need of it. It's a 5.5 month long program, generally ending in either a high school diploma or a GED. Four classes per year will be admitted beginning this next year. There have been just two per year. Now they're expanding that to four per year. The program has an amazing record. This is a program for students at high risk of getting into, who have been in trouble and at high risk of getting into further trouble. And they have an amazing record in that 93% of their graduates have had no contact with the justice system for the next year after completing this program. They also have another quite amazing record in that 62% of them have gone on to military service, to employment, or to additional education, and that 62% is met, even though 32% are unknown. So that means the vast majority go on to successful endeavors after completing this program. What this bill does is extend the program so that the sunset date is extended to 2017 so that the program can continue offering this great service to young people in Wyoming. I do ask for your passage of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nutting. Further discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Schiffer's motion with the committee of the whole rise report that do so with a favorable recommendation on Senate File 10, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. Senate File 10 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration, Senate File 22. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate File 22, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee. Candlestein Laboratory Operation Appeal, an act relating to public health and safety. It was referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Perkins, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Christensen?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report that they do so with a due pass recommendation on Senate File 22. Senate File 22 is a little bit of reorganizing and house cleaning. It puts things in order. It relates to the appeals for a clandestine lab operation or with respect to a clandestine lab operation. If you'll look on page 1 down to line 13, you can see the changes. It's very, very brief. It strikes lines 13 through 16, and then at halfway through 16, it adds a notice to remediate. It'll read, starting in the middle of 14, the owner may appeal a notice to remediate a clandestine laboratory operation or denial of an extension under subsection D of this section in accordance with Wyoming Statute 16-3-114 of the Administrative Procedure Act. What this really does, that strike language, the language that's been struck out, is about the appeal being between a law enforcement agency and a district court, and puts a time in there, and this bill, this change here, just cleans that up and moves it over and adopts a consistent Administrative Procedure Act that Wyoming works with. Provides for continuity and everybody knows what to expect.
Thank you. You ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Christensen's motion with the Committee of the Whole rise to report that do so with a favorable recommendation on Senate File 22, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 22 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 23. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate File 23, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection, an act relating to criminal procedure. It was referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins. Senator Perkins, Chairman.
Thank you. You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Senator Christensen?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report that they do so with a due pass recommendation on Senate File 23, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection. Mr. Chairman, Senator Escobel will be presenting this.
Okay, thank you, Senator Christensen. Senator Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, pursuant to Rule 24-1, move Senate File 23 and ask for your favorable recommendation. Mr. Chairman, this bill, Death Penalty Method of Lethal Injection, is a pretty simple piece of legislation, but very important. The main changes are on line 15 and line 17, page 1, where the following words are added. On line 15, it adds alone or, and on line 17, it adds substance or. That's the only change to this piece of legislation, but in terms of its importance, I'll go over some of the points that I think you should be knowledgeable of. And I did pass out a handout on this particular bill. Mr. Chairman, Wyoming and other states have traditionally used a three-drug protocol in carrying out state-imposed lethal injections. And this was provided by the Department of Corrections. The current statute indicates the injection of a lethal quantity of an ultra-short-acting barbiturate in combination of the chemical paralytic agent and potassium chloride, or equally effective substances sufficient to cause death. The drug of choice for the first substance used in the lethal injection process for a number of years has been sodium thiopental. However, the manufacturer has stopped production and sale of this drug in the United States and Europe because of its use in the lethal injection process. And that's one of the reasons we're including this, is because we have to have some flexibility. Efforts to find an alternative source of phenothal, including import from Asia, have had little or no success. This has led to no supply of this particular ultra-short-acting barbiturate being available to carry out the death penalty in Wyoming and other states. Other states have shifted their protocols to use an alternative barbiturate, phenobarbital, in lieu of pentothal, believing that due to other legitimate uses of the drug, phenobarbital would be more difficult for the manufacturer to discontinue or restrict sales of it. Several states have successfully used phenobarbital during lethal injections, either as part of the traditional three-drug protocol or as a standalone lethal substance. Its use in lethal injections has withheld court challenges to this point in other states, but neither the single-drug nor three-drug approach with phenobarbital has been used often enough to establish a clear standard protocol. That's one of the things that we face once in a while, is challenge the process in some of these death cases. In addition, the manufacturer of phenobarbital is concerned about its use for lethal injections, which could ultimately result in the need to shift to yet another alternative barbiturate should the need arise to do so. The uncertainty in the availability of lethal substances to be used in carrying out the death penalty led to the legislation which is in front of you. The proposed changes would allow the state to use an ultra-short-acting barbiturate, either by itself or in combination with the other substances listed, in carrying out the death penalty. Should any of these substances become unavailable for the lethal injection process, the statutory changes would also allow another substance or other substances sufficient to cause death to be utilized. Any substitution of substances would be contingent upon the unavailability of the preferred substances, and only those substances that have been successfully used in lethal injections and court-tested in other jurisdictions prior to their use in Wyoming would be considered. The proposed changes under Statute 523 would permit that to happen. And as it stands right now, to my understanding that there's no one in the state of Wyoming scheduled for a lethal injection. But in case that should ever happen, and hopefully we won't have to see any of that, but in case that were to happen, this would give the Department of Corrections the opportunity to use the most humane method of lethal injection in those type of cases. Ask for your favorable recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Escobel. Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the presenter, so if you don't believe in the death penalty and you vote no on this bill, then that puts the state of Wyoming in a situation where they don't have a lethal injection. Do they, at that point, have another means of execution if we don't pass this bill?
Question for you, Senator.
Thank you. Here's the question. All those in favor of Senator Christian's... Sure. Senator Jennings.
I'm sorry, but none of Mr. Chairman, nobody on this side heard what the answer was.
I think, Senator Escobel, you want to repeat your answer?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. I will check on that question for you, Senator, and come up with an answer. I'll ask the Department of Corrections.
Other discussion? Are we ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Christensen's motion that when the committee hold rises to report, they do so with a favorable recommendation on Senate File 23, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
Senate File 23 is passed Committee of the Whole. Ms. Majority Floor, I believe that clears the desk.
Mr. Chairman, before I make the appropriate motion, members of the body, as you can see, we've worked about seven bills today. Quite frankly, we've got four for tomorrow on general file. It just takes a little bit to ramp up to get enough bills through the committees and through the pipeline to get out here. You'll see those start to increase as we move along. But with that, thank you for your work today. And, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. Senate File 3, do pass. Senate File 4, do pass. Senate File 5, do pass. Senate File 8, do pass. Senate File 10, do pass. Senate File 22, do pass. Senate File 23, do pass. Senator Perkins, Chairman.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried, and that report has been adopted. I understand we have some reports from standing committees.
February the 15th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 12, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cole, Cooper, Jennings, Rothfuss, Senator Bebout, Chairman. February the 15th, 2012, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Mineral Business and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 14, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cole, Cooper, Jennings, and Rothfuss, Senator Bebout, Chairman.
Senator Bebout, would you like to, do you have something for us?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, I would ask that Senate Files 12 and 14, which both contain an appropriation, be re-referred to the Appropriations Committee.
Thank you, Senator Bebout. Senate Files 12 and 14 will be re-referred without objection. Seeing no objection, Senate File 12, Senate File 14 have been re-referred to Appropriations. Thank you, Senator Bebout. Any other items of like business? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have something for us?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, February 16th.
Are there any announcements? Senator Hines.
Mr. President, your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow noon, Thursday, February 16th at 12:30 in room S16 to take up Senate File 74, Severance Tax Drone Evaluation.
Thank you, sir. Senator Geist.
Mr. President, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, Water Resources, will meet tomorrow night upon adjournment up in F-15. We'll take up Senate File 47, Ominous Water Bill Construction, Senate File 45, Alcohol Beverage Manufacturers, Senate File 20, Livestock Disease Reporting Liability, and we'll continue working on Senate File 18, Reimbursement for Livestock.
Thank you, sir. Senator Perkins.
Judiciary will meet Friday, February the 17th at 8 a.m. in room S1 to consider the following bills. Senate File 39, Adjustment of Child Support for an Adult Child. Senate File 21, Public Meetings. Senate File 25, Public Records.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet tomorrow upon adjournment to consider the following Senate File. Senate File 33, Department of Enterprise Technology Services, and Senate File 35, Higher Education Reserve Accounts.
Other announcements? Before action on the motion, I've had a number of questions in regard to time and location and whatnot of Mrs. Scott's services. We're preparing an announcement with time and location and a map that will help you in locating that. That'll be coming out tomorrow, and we'll get that on your desk. Are any other announcements? Seeing none, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, February 16th. We are adjourned.